Tuesday evening, Eric and Nita May, Women's Learning Division of Adash Yishurin. We'll be learning Sefer Tehillim about Hallel, trying to finish Hallel. However, I must say two things. Number one, without this year, I would never have discovered, come in, Rebbetzin, I would never have discovered this pshat in Korino of Yeshua of Eli Tzadikim, which literally changed my yontif and changed my understanding of the Megillah, how people in the midst of not knowing whether salvation is complete or not, are allowed to celebrate the Simcha. And we said pshat on Shabbos, Parshas, Vayikra, I believe, and all over the place. It's just not shaykh. It all came from an epiphany that occurred during this year, 2 weeks ago. I think last week we spoke about Purim. 2 weeks ago, that's number one. Number two, I heard an advertisement, and I think I saw it myself, and I immediately ran out and bought Rav Schwab on the Haggadah. Oh, no. So why am I bringing it here? Because it says Rav Schwab on the Haggadah, from the Shiurim and writings of Rav Shimon Schwab, includes a new expansive commentary on Hallel. However, we're almost through with Hallel. But I still had to run out and get it. And tonight we will be learning from Rav Schwab. Oh, you're one of the greatest people I ever had a shaykhus with. Unbelievable, Rav Schwab. Okay, so here we go tonight. We are learning Mina Meitza Koroti Ko. I will let everybody know what's going to happen next week. Let's see how far we get this week. It depends on how many questions you ask me. We are up to the Pasuk in Kapitel Kuf Yud Ches of Tehillim, which is Hallel. Yud Zion, 118:17. Or for you in Hallel, it's in Mina Meitza Koroti Ko. Who? 638, thank you very much for announcing that. 638. Loy omos kiyachya. I shall not die, kiyachya, I shall live. Vasaper ma'asei ko. And I will tell over the deeds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vasaper ma'asei ko. So the Radak says, what does it mean, I will not die? I will not die. Oh yeah, I wish I could keep this all in my head. I know all of you are geniuses, and everything you hear, you never forget. I wish I could keep it all in my head, so when I say Hallel, looking forward to saying Hallel, Pesach. Oh, blast it out, blast it out, blast it out. That's what I want to be able to do. The Radak, one of the Rishonim, says, Loi o muski echye, Vasaper Maaseiko. All I hear is Hilmar's voice on these words. You enemies thought to kill me. Just finishing Purim, you enemies all thought to kill me. I will echye, but I will live, Vasaper, and I will recite Maaseiko HaMaasim Mahaniflo'i Shosimi. The Maasim and the wonders that he did with me. I will say them over. I will say them over. I will yet relate them. I will yet relate them. Unbelievable. There's another shot here. The Gemara says in Brachas that wicked people, even while they're alive, are considered dead. You familiar with that Gemara? Wicked people, even while they're alive, are considered dead. Because their souls are cut off from God. That's the source of all life. David HaMelech says, Lo amus, kiyachya, I shall not die, kiyachya. What does that mean? I shall be counted among the righteous who are considered alive even after death. Certainly I will not be considered dead even while I'm alive. Mankind, and especially our Jewish brothers and sisters, Rachman al-San, who don't realize that the African-American community was right when they said there's something called soul food, because they recognize that there's a soul. And if the soul is not connected to God, then the human being, although he may or she may possess a body, is considered dead. A human being who lives and is not connected to God is considered dead. So David HaMelech says, Loi omos, ki yechye. I am alive. I'll be alive even after I'm dead, I'll be alive. The Gemara says, because tzaddikim afilu b'misasad b'ri zekayim. Through their talmidim and through their children, through the hashpo. V'asap v'masayko. Yaso Yisra Niko. Well, I'm always alone, Sanoni. I've been surrounded. But Hashem never let me die. He didn't let me die, Hashem. And for the first time, learning this new sefer that just came out, excitement is here. Rav Schwab, Zecha Tzadik Levracha. Loya Moskiyachya, David HaMelech envisions the everlasting life of the tzaddikim in the world to come. Loya Moskiyachya, I will still be alive. This pasuk also refers to the perpetuity of the Jewish nation. The Jewish nation will not die. Its survival through the ages is a living tribute to the miraculous Maisako, Hashem's personal intervention in its history, says Rav Yaakov Emden. The greatest miracle, more than all the miracles that the Jewish people ever went through, the Hainu, the Yitzhiyas Hamakis, the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, the greatest miracle of all miracles is that we are still alive. There's no greater miracle in the world. Jewish people, no country, no army, no physical, quote-unquote, protection. And what happens? We're still here. It's an absolute pillar. That's the biggest net possible. While it is certainly true that I, the Jewish nation, have suffered greatly again and again throughout the Golus, nevertheless, Hashem did not hand me over to death. We have paid an enormous price in terms of suffering during our Golus struggles. But by the will of Hashem, we have survived as a nation. And here comes Rav Schwab. I love this. The Jewish nation is a minuscule percentage of the world's population. Ki atem hama'at mikolam. You are the least of all of the people. Ki atem hama'at mikolam. And yet, we have not only survived, but it is as if we are the center of the universe. We have a greatly disproportionate degree of influence in the world. Are you aware of this? For good, certainly, our Torah has become the world's source of the knowledge of God, monotheism, and the notions of morality and justice. Where does morality come from in the world at large? From the Bible. Everybody admits the Jews got the Bible first, the Torah. But the opposite...
People give the credit more to like Christians, but...
What?
People give the credit more to the Christians.
Yeah, Verstehtsov they do, because they don't want to say anything about the Jews, but everybody knows historically that the Christians also included in what they call the New Testament, what is called Christian writings. They also included the Torah. But the opposite is also true. It is noteworthy that during our history, when we deviated from the Torah, we also influenced the world in a manner disproportionate to our numbers. You ever think about that? We may have more Nobel laureates than any other nation, you know, percentage-wise. And we have an incredible influence because of the deep morality which human beings by nature accept, which comes from the Torah. However, our people have spawned many illegitimate children, in quotation marks, who became some of the world's greatest religious and social movements. Christianity. We very rarely talk about the fact that it was started by Jews. Marxism. Socialism. Were all initiated by the Jewish people. I will add, hate to say these words, but as I told you several times, it sounds like the gay rights movement was also initiated by the Jewish people. They use some of the basic concepts of the Torah, justice, charity, human rights, what we hear about nowadays, rights, and twisted them into their own image, with some based on atheism to satisfy their own purposes and to formulate their own philosophies. The Jewish nation has suffered greatly at their hands, but we survived as a nation, Yaso Yeshua Niko. Well, I'm always listening on him. So, if you could take one large, great movement over the whole hollow, we thank Hashem that we survived. Who Hashem called Goyim, Hashem who called Umim, they really know how they wanted to destroy us. I don't even matter of Ka, expansiveness, Hashem answered us with expansiveness. All the things we started early from the beginning of Hallel, but they showed Mitzrayim. Everything, the Jews got out of the Goyim and we survived and we became holy and all the different things. We thank Hashem continuously despite all their plots. And now at this juncture right here in Hallel, look what's going on. Pishuli Shari Tzedek Ova Vamoriko. What do those words mean? Pishuli Shari Tzedek. What do the words mean? Pishuli Shari Tzedek. What do the words mean? Open up for me what?
Gates of
what?
Righteousness.
Where are they? Where are the gates of righteousness? Are they in New York? Mrs. Brody, were you away for Purim, right? You were down south. Are they in Florida? Gates of Righteousness, not Florida. New York, St. Louis, Baltimore, Muncie, Lakewood. Where are the Gates of Righteousness? Gates of Righteousness are in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, in a place called the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech is now reaching a crescendo and saying, Pischuli Shari Tzedek, the newly rebuilt Beis HaMikdash is testimony to Hashem's justice and righteousness. He has done justice to his promise that the Golos would end and the Jewish nation return to Israel and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Thus the term Shari Tzedek, the gates of righteousness. Talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Ovovam Odeko, I wish to enter them to thank Hashem. I wish to enter these gates and there to come in close proximity to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to offer my thanks to Him. As we said before, getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tachlis of life. It's the tachlis of life. Comes along with Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Moreinu v'Rabbeinu of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. The man is referred to as the Sar HaTorah, the Prince of Torah in our times. What does he say? Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Pesach. The Pesach starts off with Lashon Rabbim. Shari Tzedek. Shari Rabbim? Shari Tzedek. The gates or the gate? Which one? Shari Rabbim or singular?
Rabbim.
V'sayim Lashon Yochid. Zehashar. Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Zehashar. Yeshavar, keep a base on Migdosh, Hoyashar Echod, Sha'af Echod Loibo Boy, Kiyama Kodesh Boruchu. There's one gate in the base on Migdosh that no one goes through except Kaviyochal Kodesh Boruchu. Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Open the gates for the human beings, the gates. Open the gates for the human beings. Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Ovovom, Odeko. Zashar! And then there's another gate in this building. Which is building is this?
Beis HaMikdash.
Tzadikim Yovovo. Now we come, Rabbi Say, this is unbelievable. Oidecho. Oidecho. Ki ani soni. What does it say in English?
Because
you what?
You have answered me.
You answered me. Ani soni comes from the word ono. Oidecho, I thank you. Ki ani soni vatehi li shuo. That's what most of the Mefarshim in Tanakh say. Ani soni means I was answered. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. I was answered.
Why do we say these lines twice?
That is a great question, Mrs. Olsvig. I don't know if we'll get to it yet tonight, but that's a great question. Okay? Oidecho, Kiani, Sonny, I thank you because I answered me. Could you answer me? Menagolos. Gabi Aragolos, that's Rashi. Radak, Oidecho, Oide, Oidecho, Kiani, Sonny. When I called out to you, when I made so, you answered me. However, Zokta Malbim, and he's not the earliest one to say it. Odecho ki ani soni. I thank you. I'm giving you hoido. Al shani soni bi yisurim. What's he talking about, bi yisurim? What do you mean, bi yisurim? You answer me, bi yisurim. What does it mean? But I thank you for putting me through the Yisurim. What does that mean, for putting me through the Yisurim? Why am I thanking you for putting me through Yisurim?
So that Olam Haba will be easier reached?
It's a very... that's a pretty philosophically deep answer. I thank you for putting me through Yisurim. I thank you for putting me through Yisurim. Thank you for putting me through Yisurim. Whoa. Now that I have reached my goal, the Beis HaMikdash has been rebuilt, the kingdom of David has been reinstated, the Sanhedrin is functioning, Eretz Yisrael is again under the old Sanhedrin. All my prayers have been answered, Atila Yeshua, and it was you who answered my prayers and saved me. No human forces or natural occurrences caused my salvation. It was only through your direct intervention that we as a nation were saved. Rav Schwab Zecher Tzadik Livracha was one of the few Jews who lived in Germany, who traveled to Poland and went to the Mir Yeshiva. Are you aware of that? Rav Schwab went to the Mir Yeshiva. His Rebbe was the famous Rebbe Yeruchim Lubavitz, who was the Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva. After he left Germany. Okay? Zachar Schwab. He quotes his Rebbe, the Mir Mashgiach, Rebbe Yeruchim Lubavitz, who takes Ki Ani Soni to mean that you caused me to suffer. And I thank you. Accordingly, he explains Oichal Ki Ani Soni V'Tilu Yeshua in a profound Musar manner. He's one of the great polymusser of the 20th century. He says that David HaMelech is thanking Hashem for having made him suffer because his suffering is what caused him to cry out to Hashem and to do tshuva. He says that the Yeshua is not there merely as a salvation from the Inui, but rather the Inui was inflicted to bring about the Yeshua. And the Inui itself is the beginning of the Yeshua. How could that be? How could the Inui be the beginning of Yeshua? Inui is painful. How could it be the beginning of Yeshua? Zok Rabbi Yeruchim. Unbelievable.
Not all suffering has that effect, though. Some suffering.
Rabbi Yeruchim remarks, this understanding necessitates a very high level of amun. Woo! And which very few have achieved. This is what David Melch meant when he said, Hashem Tzadikim Yevo, Zeh is the Shah to come as close as humanly possible to Hashem. Only Tzadikim can enter this gate. Rabbi Yeruchim delivered this insightful Musa teaching to his students in the Mir Yeshiva in Poland, who were exemplary in their high levels of Torah and Musa scholarship. That's why he said it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. They could take it. They could take it. Unbelievable concept. Ay, 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 ay. Unbelievable. Okay. Let's go a little further here. Oh, sorry. Yes, you want to add something. Go. I apologize.
I'm just saying, like, there's some suffering, passing as you call it to Hashem and you pray out to Hashem, but there's some suffering that it will make the person disconnect from Hashem. For example, yes, a kid at risk or a kid at risk.
That's right. That's so, always, always, always a very, very big question.
Or even let's say the house
question. Turning off the tape for a second. Unbelievable questions. Unbelievable questions. Unbelievable. Oicha kiani soni. Vatihli li shu. What a scary thing. Okay, let's continue. Now we have the next pasuk about David HaMelech. Even Noasa Abayinim Haisal Rosh Pina. Stone. That the builders rejected became the cornerstone. The stone that the builders rejected became the cornerstone. What does that mean? What does that mean? David HaMelech, you're saying, it refers to the tzaddikim who were always in the minority, rejected by the builders of society as worthless stones. Hoysel Hishpina have now become the cornerstone of the structure of the newly established, re-established Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish nation. In the future, we built a foundation of tzaddikim. The Gemara tells us that be'ikvas HaMashiach. This is such a scary thing. Be'ikvas HaMashiach. The period preceding the arrival of Mashiach will be a great deterioration in the morality of society. You think anybody could have dreamed of what we're going through? Biggest issue on college campuses nowadays is, afraid to even say it on a tape, sitting in a basement with a group of Choshiva, the Shei Yisrael, but I'll say it, the biggest issue on college campuses is bathrooms for transgender people. That's like the biggest issue in the world. Nothing is more important than that issue. In the period preceding the arrival of Mashiach, there will be a great deterioration in the morality of society. Gemara gives many examples of the degraded life at that time. One of them is Yirachet Yim Asu. Those who fear sin will be rejected. These tzaddik will be considered unimportant extremists and fanatics, naive people who are not to be taken seriously. But says David HaMelech, upon the arrival of Mashiach, the rebuilding of Jewish society, these formerly rejected tzaddikim, Evan Masa Bonim, the stone that was rejected. Haisel Reish Pina. Foundation cornerstone upon which a newly established Jewish society will be built as a model for the new world order that will follow it. Will follow it. What an unbelievable concept. It's like unbelievable. It's an unbelievable concept. We come to Reish Pina. We come to Reish Pina. He was despised and rejected by his own father and brothers. When Shmuel came to anoint one of Yishai's children, they forgot about David HaMelech Bechlal. He was out there with the sheep, they didn't even think about him. He became Reish Pina. Unbelievable. Why is it called Evan Moasa Abanim? The stone which the builders despise, because Klal Yisrael is sometimes referred to as a stone. The world endures only by the virtue of Klal Yisrael's observance of God's laws, a fact which has influenced all nations who appreciate and accept certain aspects of Hashem's commands. If not for the order and meaning which Klal Yisrael has brought to the entire world, the world would long ago have sunk into chaos. And now, as Rav Schwab said, unfortunately, the illegitimate children, as he refers to them, have created many things in the world that are just a for lack of a better term right now, a Shrek. Shrek means a horror. Haloi Davaru, isn't it crazy? We are such a small minority in the world, and look what we've done to the world. Lataiv, Lataiv, inventions in medicine and science, and who knows how many things were invented. Lataiv, Rahman al-Islam. So David HaMelech says, that's it. Zashar Hashem said to give me a boy, boy. I think he's on a deal issue. Heaven was over. He's a Lareish Pina. Meis Hashem, I says, I says. He niflos be einenu. This came from Hashem. It is wondrous in our eyes. It is wondrous in our eyes. In whose eyes is it wondrous? Whose eyes is it wondrous? Whose eyes is it wondrous? In my eyes, says David HaMelech, that I should become a person who will be involved, not literally, because it was his son who did it, but I should be involved in building the Beis HaMikdash. It's a wonder. I should be anointed as a king after everything I went through in my life. Finally, Zehayoyim Asa Hashem Lagila V'nisma Chavoyim. Everybody will admit at the end that it was Klal Yisroel. Zehayoyim Asa Hashem Lagila V'nisma Chavoyim. Unbelievable. Let us rejoice and be happy in Him, in the knowledge that our salvation came about only Meis Hashem, and no human had a hand in the final Geula. All came about as a result of Hashem. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's what we want to be able to say. The Geula of Nisul Chavoy. Sok Tov and Melech. The many people who are not yet tzaddikim, the Bali Tshuva, the Gerim, those who have not been far away from the true observance of Judaism, who also want to be a part of the new Jewish nation, they stand at the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, pleading to be allowed to enter its portals and to join the ranks of the tzaddikim by saying, Ona Hashem, Oishiyana, save us now. Ona Hashem, Oishiyana. What an incredible tefillah. We ask Hashem for His help. On Hashem Oshiyana, on Hashem Atzlichana. On Hashem Oshiyana, on Hashem Atzlichana. So, on Hashem Oshiyana, on Hashem Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem Beirach Hanuchem Mibes Hashem. In the course of the exile, many Jews unfortunately became estranged from their own tradition and no longer felt at home with their own heritage. In the future, however, righteous and congenial teachers will welcome back all those who stray from the fold. We'll bless them. When Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, came to Chicago several months before the Kollel arrived, it was a very big fight. I may have told you this once. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky made an unbelievable statement at the end of his drasha. The Kollel should remain in Chicago until Mashiach comes and afterwards. And one of the people here was almost a contemporary, ran up to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. What does it mean, and afterwards? Rav Kamenetsky then said, do you think that when Mashiach comes, everybody who never learned a thing in their life is going to boom, bam, ba, just go there to Israel, know what to do with Tumah and Torah and everything else? You're going to have to learn Torah. Who's going to teach him Torah? The people who know Torah. The Rebbeim, the Menach HaChomen, the Light, the Kodos. They can't go there to Israel so quickly. They've got to teach everybody else there. Here am I, son. Not so pushy. Says the David HaMelech, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem V'yachinu V'yiz Hashem, Kel Hashem V'yor Lanu. He illuminated Ishu Chag B'Avoyisim HaKadis HaMizbeach. Bind the festival offerings with cords to the corners of the altar. I just want to read through the rest of the psukim here. Keli ato v'yodeko, you are my God, and I will thank you. Elokai Mecca, my God, I will exalt you. Hoidu Hashem ki toiv, give thanks to Hashem for He is good. Ki li'elam chazda, His kindness endures forever. If we have the ability, and we might be able to do it in the weeks that are coming up, to be able to think of Hallel as we daven in Pesach, and to thank Hashem. I don't know how many of you have experienced, it depends on the chazan, it depends on the day, how many of you have experienced Hallel in Yeshua, and I'm sure in many shuls it's very good. We've had some Hallels. I said it recently also, the mother of one of those people who made Hallel so special in Yeshua is sitting here. Her son davened incredibly. Hallel can be such an illuminating experience so full of His iris. How much more so if besides knowing the tunes, we know the words?
That's a good question.
You can try. That's our job.
So in other words, how? Like, why, like, you know, it says how like Purim is holier than Yom Kippur because on Purim you can get close to Hashem through like Simcha instead of like Yom Kippur is like affliction. So to me, it's the same question with like the suffering piece that you said before. Like, why does Hashem design it that you have to go through the suffering? Like, why can't you just do it through the simple route? If that's even like a higher route that goes to Hashem. But...
Do you hear a Yontif? On Shabbos, okay, Shabbos. We spoke about the story of why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 1948 have to let a Jordanian bomb hit a gas tank which exploded into a fireball and was going to a shelter where many people from Bate Ungarn were staying. And then before the fireball hit the shelter, another bomb hit a water tank and the water tank exploded and put out the fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to hit the gas tank, didn't have to hit the water tank, and everything would have been fine. We wouldn't have felt His love. You get something without working for it. You don't feel it. You would have come out of a shelter. Nothing would have happened. You would have said, Nunu. Baruch Hashem, Nunu. You see a fire bomb coming right to you. Another bomb hits a water tank. And the water tank explodes and puts out the fire. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. Hashem is really everywhere. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. I know that's not part of the song, but that's what it means. Okay, next week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, I will be in New York Monday night. Come back Tuesday, so we'll let everybody know about Shir Bez Hashem. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabbah to everybody. And mention the words. Pesach is 3 weeks from Thursday night. Okay, take care.